Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah. That's me.
And a demi. Nope.
No.
No.
You're bi demisexual.
It's because I'm looking at the old transcript. And a bi demisexual girl. That's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, same podcast, 1 year apart. The third.
Sounds
Sounds
fake,
fake, but
but
okay.
okay. If it makes you feel any better, as I was saying, it was like, shit, is it a podcast or the podcast?
Who's to say?
I think I've been thrown off by your face.
Yeah, we're recording looking at each other this time because I find the vibes better.
Yeah, it was a delay problem before, but I think that's kind of been, it's not really a
Yeah.
problem anymore. I'm gonna remove this clicky pen from. This is an audio medium.
No
Welcome
one
back.
wants to hear your clicks.
Welcome
Hello.
back to the
It's us. Because Sarah and I have been doing, have decided to look at each other instead of just being on the phone, we've just been sitting and fucking around for like an hour. Also,
half an hour.
half an
Half an
hour.
hour.
And we also discovered that Sarah hasn't been using her microphone right.
And yet it somehow sounds worse. Riddle me that. Rip, I will fix it for next time. Sorry, Lamau.
Yeah. Which is very
So.
silly because, as we also established as we were sitting here, I have a sound department credit on IMDb.
And yet, here we are, me teaching Sarah how to use her microphone.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because I was like, wow, like, Kayla has no background noise every week, and mine always has so much, and I have to, like, decrease it on when I'm editing,
It's because
and.
Sarah forgot that one of the main reasons we bought these new microphones is because they do that for you, and then she just didn't set that up ever.
You know, we all make choices in
Yeah, we
life.
sure do.
And that was the wrong one.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was just me not having a brain cell. It's okay. Kayla,
Yeah.
we have housekeeping, and our house keep our housekeeping is that we're leaving and never coming back until next year.
Yeah, this is the last one of this year, and then you won't see us for another year.
Well, they don't see us. This is a this
You
is
won't
an
hear
audio
us for
medium.
another year until unless you listen to other episodes, which you should if you ever miss us.
Don't should.
Which you can if you ever miss us. You can just go back and listen to old episodes.
Kayla recommends. I don't know that I do, but Kayla does.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that I recommend it either, but you certainly can.
You know how I put eye drops in twice in the past 5 minutes because
It didn't
the cat
work.
kept rubbing itself in himself in my face?
Yeah, how'd that go?
It worked on the eyes, but now the skin under my eyes is burning.
Just put eye drop on skin.
No, I think the problem is that the eye drops that got on my skin
Oh.
is making my skin burn.
Cool.
Because I have very sensitive
Put
skin.
cat on the skin?
I have this lotion right here, but it's not meant for faces, so I don't know if I should.
You
Anyway.
can't. Okay.
Anyway. We're not coming back. And after this first couple minutes, I don't think you're gonna miss us.
No.
But yes, we
But
will
we
be
are.
back on January the 9th,
Yes.
2023.
True. And we've got an exciting year ahead. There's going to be a lot going on next year.
I was about to say, we do, as if I wasn't talking to my boss just today about me needing time off for the book.
Yeah, I was telling my therapist this week that I don't know what I'm going to do after the book comes out because for 2 years now, it's just been like, oh, February 2023, book comes out. And I've just not done any planning for my life after that.
Have you made this book your identity?
No, I think I've made it my excuse
See,
to not.
for me, I don't ever plan anything in my life, so for me, not
Yeah.
having anything planned after February 2023 is like normal.
Yeah. I just feel like it's gonna happen and I'm gonna be like, well, now what?
Write a book of poetry.
I will not be doing that. Anyway, you should buy our book. Please.
Sounsfakepod.com/book. One of my Twitter followers on my BTS Twitter today was like, oh my god, I'm gonna buy your book, because I tweeted something on my circles complaining about something, and I mentioned the book. I wasn't complaining about the book, I was complaining about something else, but it was related to book-related things, and they were like, oh my god, you wrote a book? And then I was like, yes, soundsfakepod.com/book, and they were like, oh my god, this is so cool, I'm totally gonna buy it. And I said, these are the perks of being on my Twitter circles.
So true.
Kayla left for most of that story.
Yeah, but I feel like when I left and when I came back, you were saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I had to go deal with the cat.
What the fuck are we talking about? Wait, no. What? Am I missing something? We did all the housekeeping. Is there any more house to keep?
I don't think so. We're taking a little break, and then we'll be back, and then before you know it, it'll be book time.
True. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus. Happy Winter Solstice.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Boxing Day. Happy... Did I say Kwanzaa? I said Kwanzaa. Happy Kim Dae-hyun's birthday. Happy Jin enlistment time.
That's sad.
Anyway, let's move on. Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week is the third installment of Same Podcast One Year Apart, where we ask ourselves the same questions every year and see how we've grown and how we've changed, a la the Billie Eilish Vanity Fair series.
Except not as well produced.
No.
I would argue maybe not even produced at all.
We certainly don't have a producer, so yeah, I would say that's correct.
I'm the producer, it's me.
Yeah, which is, you know.
Okay, let's start with question number one. As written, what's your nam?
As written, it is Kayla Marie Kasica.
Now everyone can look that up and get your social security number, because that's how Google works.
I don't know about that. You can find... I was Googling myself today, as one does. You can find... You used to be able to find, like, an old Prezi from, like, a presentation I did in high school. I don't know if that's still there, if it's been put down in
Remember
Google enough.
Prezi!
Dude, I fucked Prezi. Oh.
You fucked
anyway.
Prezi?
Oh, yeah.
That's, wild. I don't ever Google myself.
I Googled you today. And you are one of the first Sarah Costellas to come up now.
Oh my god,
you,
like, I'm making my
pretty
way
much
up
dominate.
In the world.
Yeah, you pretty much dominate the Sarah Costello search now, which is
I dominate the Sarah Costello market. This is
there
the
was
second...
an obituary, which I don't think was for you.
I don't think it was mine. Well, you never know. But this is the second time in my life I have just absolutely demolished the Sarah Costello market and become the superior Sarah Costello. Because if you will recall, the year before we started college, there was another Sarah Costello on the Quidditch team.
Yes.
And she played the same position that I played. And then, when I came,
she left.
I was ready to fight
She's
to the
threatened.
Death.
She's
I was
so threatened.
I was ready to fight to the death for the name.
Mm-hmm.
But she left. And then I became her, but better.
Yeah,
sorry.
So true.
I don't know you. I know people who know her.
I don't. Well, I guess I probably do.
I get her emails.
That's good.
Anyway.
What's your name?
I think the problem with doing this on video is we're more likely to get sidetracked.
You know what's funny is my brother-in-law...
Oh my god, a brother-in-law!
I know. It makes me feel old. He told my sister at one point, like, I can tell by listening which episodes they are physically together and which ones they are apart, because there is more of this chaotic energy when we are together or can see each other.
Donald listens to the pod?
He has. I don't know he has.
My god.
Yeah, famous. Hello, Donald,
anyway.
If you're listening. My sister's probably listening, maybe.
Hi, Rachel!
Anyway.
My sister might be listening.
Hi, Emily.
Rosie absolutely is.
Yeah.
Cool. My mom, despite... No, she's not a patron anymore because she didn't re-up it because her card expired, and then she just never fixed it.
I can't believe this.
I know, it's absolutely unbelievable. Anyway.
What's your name,
Sarah? My name is Sarah Costello. Great. I have a middle name, and it's basic.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone with the name Sarah has my middle name.
Yeah.
Please vote in the chat on what you think my middle name is. I'm sure some of you already know.
I'm sure you've said it before.
I'm sure I've said it before. Two, what's today's date? It is December 7th, 2022.
It is. The first year we did this, it came out on December 6th.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, but 2 years ago.
What was the point of sharing that?
I don't know, because it's on my computer. Anyway, question three.
How old are you? How old are we? We're 25?
We are 25.
25.
Disgusting.
Weird number. Quarter century.
Yeah. That's like the adult one. I feel like when I was a kid, I was like, oh, 25. That's like a real adult. Nope.
At least we don't have fully developed brains yet.
We don't. We have like one or two more years.
You've like 6 months.
Oh, terrifying. At least people can't on the internet anymore be like, they're just two stupid college girls in their early 20s, blah, 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 terrible podcast. No.
We're in our mid-20s.
Stupid professionals. With a terrible podcast. Yeah.
In our mid-20s.
Yeah. Oh, mid-20s. Disgusting.
My sister's gonna turn 27.
Yeah. My sister, like, is... I don't know.
28?
I think she might be.
Like what? Anyway. What year was she born?
You don't know, 94? No. No, I don't. But I'm going to guess 94.
I think she was born in... Not me saying I think your sister was born in a different year than you do, but isn't she 1 year... She's 1 year above my sister, right?
Yeah.
So she's probably born in 95. What month is her birthday?
June.
95, probably.
I'm going to look... I am really, anyone that knows me knows I'm really bad at birthdays. I often get Dean's birthday wrong.
What's Dean's birthday?
July 12th?
What's my birthday?
October 22nd?
I think you flipped them.
October 12th?
Yeah, I'm the 12th.
Hey, my sister was born in 94. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Let me look at Dean's.
Do you know your own birthday? I know July your birthday, 18th. Dean.
Sick. That was close.
I know your birthday. Do you know your birthday?
I do know my birthday. That's the crazy. Only birthday I care to know, apparently.
Do you know your parents' birthdays?
No. Well, yes. My mom is February 2nd. Whatever Groundhog's Day is, and my dad's is January 9th. I remember that one because mine is May 9th.
Do you know what year they were born?
No.
Okay. I know the answers to those questions for my parents.
Straight up don't know.
For
I have
how
to
do
ask
you...
my dad every time I'm filling out a medical form.
I know my boss's birthdays.
That must be nice. I don't.
June 19th.
Don't just put your boss.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna cut it out.
You should just bleep it. Just put a put a bleep.
Is it June? June is my grandma's birthday. Dead grandma's birthday. I know that birthday is October 19th.
I want you to keep all of this in, but just put a bleep noise over every name and every birthday, please, please.
That would be a lot of work, but it might be worth it.
That would be so funny. At least think about it.
Oh, I'll consider it. How do you identify?
This is different from last year. I am now demisexual, biromantic. I was looking at last year's, and I was still heteroromantic at the time. So, new orientation just dropped. Okay, that's really weird that you say boo his. Because I feel like you said that last year. I was looking at the transcript.
Wait, really?
I feel like you did. Maybe I'm totally Maybe I'm totally making that up. Hold on. Oh, last year I did say I'm demisexual, maybe biromantic, and I said I had a very biromantic experience at the mall yesterday. And you know what? I remember exactly what that experience was.
What did I say? Did I say boo hiss?
No, I can't find it. I think I very much so made it up. That's too bad. Anyway.
Kayla Kasica, comma, gaslighter.
Yeah, you know me. Anyway, yes, now I am officially biromantic. Continuing on my long tradition of thinking out loud on the podcast about maybe my orientation is different, taking several months to decide, and then being like, yeah, I guess so.
Oh, man. Amazing. What's your gender?
You didn't answer. Oh, I'm a cis woman. Now it's your turn.
A cis woman.
Yeah.
I am an Aero Ace. Mm-hmm. And I remember last year, I said, I'm a cis woman. And you said, I think that might change next year. And so you know what's been in the back of my head all year? It's just back there. And I've been like, oh. And then I had this weird thing where I was like, well, I have to prove her wrong.
I ruined it. I ruined your gender journey.
I do have things to say.
Okay.
And I wrote them down.
Yes.
On July 14th.
You were prepared.
This is the only question I've prepared for.
You prepared early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it was in the back of my head all year.
It's been in the back of other people's heads, too. My roommate very confidently they-themed you the other day and was like, that's right, right? And I was like, no, not that I know of. Anyway.
Here's my deal.
Yeah.
I'm she, her, but I don't really care. Like, whatever. I still identify with being a woman, but I figured out what the problem is.
Okay. What a cis thing to say.
The problem is that I don't identify with femininity.
Yeah.
And I've been hyper aware of it because
because I ruined your life.
Yeah. And my answer hasn't like really changed, which either means I did like a really good job or a really bad job.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. But here's the thing. So I was raised in like a pretty feminist environment. So I was exposed to the whole like women's empowerment, girls are cool and strong thing. Like I had those like American Girl posters that were like, you can do it. Girls are strong, you know? And I did gymnastics too. So like that and played into it. And looking back on my youth, on my adolescence, on my whatever, I never felt disconnected from like girlhood. You know, like that was a thing that I never was like, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I never thought that it didn't feel right or that I don't want to be this. And so like me being female feels like it's a part of my identity. And it is Kayla is displaying a cat.
They're being very annoying today.
It's like a fairly ingrained part of my identity. But when I was a kid, I also was like, oh, I'm a tomboy. And I had this aversion to the color pink. And I have come to realize that this was not me trying to distance myself from girlhood. This was me trying to distance myself from femininity. And specifically, the rules and expectations surrounding femininity. And part of that, I think, is connected directly to my sexuality, because I do not want to be perceived sexually, and especially not as a sexual object under any circumstances, and that's something that goes hand in hand, not necessarily with womanhood, but with femininity. And maybe in a universe where I didn't grow up in, like, a girl-centric environment, where, like, I knew exactly what disadvantages women held, and that those applied to me, and that we would all have to, like, fight to overcome them, like, if I didn't grow up in that environment where, like, I knew that gendered social expectations were bearing down on me at all times. Maybe I wouldn't feel as connected to the woman of it all, and maybe I would use a different label or use different pronouns, but I don't live in that universe. Like, I live in the universe where I grew up being like, you know, the world is different to you because of your gender, and me being like, fuck that shit. And so, like, in this universe, I feel, at least for now, connected to womanhood but not femininity. So that is where I am. And you convey me if you feel like it, because I don't really care much. But I, again, still, I'm not at a point where I would, like, ask someone to they me.
Yeah, that makes sense. It also reminds me a lot of what people said in the gender chapter of our book, like some of the quotes we used about, and you'll have to read it to get the full tea on that. But I remember there was, like, a couple people that said, like, yeah, one of the reasons I, like, don't feel connected to, like, being a woman is because, like, in society, a large part of being a woman is being, like, an object of desire.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you are a woman because you are in relation to a man. Like, the thing that makes you a woman is that you're not a man. But then once you take away, like, the feminine activity of, like, being a girlfriend or a wife or whatever, then it's like, well, then what is the point? So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You play the song Woman by Kesha? Oh, I'm going off. You play Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain?
Oh.
I'm going off. To be fair, I have heard of a lot of non-binary people who were assigned female at birth who are like, I become a woman when I hear that song.
It is the best. I love Shania Twain so much.
I saw her in concert in 2016.
Well, I didn't. So...
anyway, that was my long polemic.
I'm very sorry for ruining your life. I did not mean it.
But you did.
But listen, questioning's always good, so maybe I just helped you have some self-discovery and growth. You're welcome.
Maybe. Or it was maybe it was writing the gender chapter of our book. Because most of that writing did happen this year. Did you just mouth the word whatever?
I said it.
It didn't pick up on the mic.
I said it.
Anyway. So that's that.
Right.
How many Twitter followers does the pod have? I don't care. How many Instagram followers
yeah,
does the pod
Twitter
have?
Is not our main jam these days. Instagram, we have 8,949.
Nice. Just out of curiosity, how many Twitter ones do we have?
Okay, so now you care. The Twitter one is on, like, going down recently. I think people are, like, going up and then going down. I think people keep, like, leaving Twitter and then following us. Anyway, we have 7,011.
Okay. How many patrons does the pod have?
That's such a good question. Let me do a little look. 123.
123.
I think last year we had, like, 101, maybe?
Hmm.
Let me look at what we said.
Weird that people support us.
Yeah, we said the... yes, last year we had 101. Nope, last year we had 150. It has gone down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like last year was 150.
Yeah,
but
I think...
But we also took several months
off. A lot
off,
of time off, yes.
And I think there were some people that unpatroned that just didn't repatron after that.
Which is very fair. Either way, 150, 123, 101, any number is truly wild.
Yeah.
It is something that I still can't quite grasp because, like, I am not a person who, like, patronages things a lot. I, first of all, not a person. Second of all, like, I, none of the podcasts I listen to or, like, things like that where they're, like, you could donate to it, I've never been that person, which, like, I probably should be because there are shows that I listen to a lot that, like, deserve my money. But there's just, like, nothing that's compelled me to, like, take that step. So it's always wild to me that, like, people care that much to, like, go through the effort to actually do that and then, like, give their hard-earned money to us. It's very wild.
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. Do you have a job? If so, what is it?
I do have a job. My job is associate community manager, which is a marketing job. I work at Niche. I feel like people probably know that
already. Don't assume. That's
well, not. Or you could just look at my LinkedIn and it's there.
Why would people be on your LinkedIn?
Someone recently added me on LinkedIn and then messaged me and said, I love your book. So that's why.
Okay, fine. They didn't add me.
Well.
Maybe they tried and I rejected them.
It's very possible.
Sorry. If I don't know you or you don't seem to have some connection
to what I do,
I don't add everyone.
If anyone requests me, I'm always adding them because I don't understand LinkedIn.
You realize now that when this episode comes out.
That's fine. It's not like I'm posting anything crazy on there. And also, you can look it up anyway. Like, I don't care. Add me on LinkedIn. You know what? Better yet, add me on Venmo. Just Venmo me.
Just send Kayla money.
Send me money.
Okay, cool. I have a job.
Yeah.
It is at a production company.
It's a new one.
Yeah, it's different from last year. I am an assistant, but I also get to do some more creative stuff. My official, like, fanciest title that I have is manager of scripted development. That is not what I do.
Ooh.
But that is, like, my big girl title, technically. My other title is just executive assistant.
Yeah, but the other one is less exciting. So fun.
Yeah. Next question, where do you live? At my house.
You have lived in the same place for so many years. I live in the moment. But actually, I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Wild. Boston, but not.
Boston, but technically across the river. But, like, they're all the same. Cambridge and Boston are the same city. They're simply the same.
Simply the same. Did you see Kate and William?
I did not see them. I witnessed the road closures because of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did also, I went to the symphony orchestra one of the nights that they were there, and the conductor was like, ha ha, I invited them, but they were too busy, and we were like, ha ha ha, what a silly little joke.
Silly.
Yeah, silly, but I did not see them.
I know that when they showed them on the Jumbotron at the Celtics game, people started chanting USA.
That is funny. I also saw a picture of Kate's dress. It was bright green. I don't know why they did that, because then people started green screening things onto her dress.
Oh, no.
It was green. It looked like green screen fabric,
that
but
doesn't
dress.
Seem very royal.
No.
Also, yeah. I was on the podcast that I was listening to this morning. It was Pod Save the World. I'm a worldo. It's an excellent podcast. Mm. They were saying, of all the U.S. cities to go to, why would they go to one that has a large Irish presence?
That's a really good question. And also, like, historically hates the Brits.
Yeah.
Like, a historic site of, like, fuck you.
Yeah. They put tea in the harbor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I should have, like, given them tea bags. That would have been funny.
Okay. I live in Los Angeles. I live in the same place I've lived the whole time. I've been always recording the podcast at this little desk. Haven't moved. The
Must
things on my
nice.
Wall in the background have changed and become more sophisticated.
So true.
And I've also gotten more BT21 plushies.
Shocking.
Which is, I would argue, also very sophisticated.
Sure.
What is your relationship status? I don't say status. I would like, I say status. My accent is.
Yeah. I am in the same relationship as I have been, but 1 year more. 1 year even more. Almost four.
That's a lot.
Or, like, next week?
Yep.
Last year, we fully forgot our anniversary, both of us, which is the best way. Because one forgets, the other doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you have, like, a weird mid-December
anniversary.
Garbage. It's a weird time to have
really fucked up. Whenever we get married, we have got to.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you can take a better one if you get married.
It's garbage. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, my sister's wedding anniversary is going to be at the beginning of February.
That kind of sucks. No offense.
Yeah. They.
But, like,
they,
right after the holidays? Ugh.
Yeah, and right before her birthday? And right before Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. This is what I like, is all of my holidays are spread out because I have a May birthday, except for sometimes my birthday's on Mother's Day.
Mm.
So if I ever become a mother, that will suck because
they'll just
combine my presents. And
you're
I fucked. Want combined presents. So I'll have to pick a wedding that's also spaced out.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to choose a wedding date.
Well, what my sister did is that was the day they could get the venue they wanted.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to have to wait 2 more years to get married.
It's a good venue.
It is a good venue. I won't tell you what it is.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
My relationship status is, still not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I am still in the not relationship that I was in and have been for the past 25 years. 1 month, the math gets too hard.
Mm-hmm.
If it were after the 12th of December, the math would be pretty easy, but it's too hard.
Too much.
So, yeah. We need to speed this up. What was the best part about this year pod-wise?
I feel like we had a pretty slow year compared to past years.
But like, in a good way.
Yeah. Yes. We finished the book this year, right?
Yeah.
I would say that.
We submitted the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say book things.
Yeah.
What has been the worst part about this year, pod-wise? I think I was just overwhelmed a lot by pod tasks and things that had to be done. Y'all, yeah. Everyone applaud. I finally finished editing.
True. We just had a lot of like extra pod work this year because of the book. Because once we finished writing it, we were like, yay. But then it was like post-production stuff.
Yeah.
So I think this was our answer last year, too. It's just like the behind-the-scenes stuff of the logistics. Like, recording is fun, but then all the rest of it is like business. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the worst part about this year, personally?
I technically moved twice this year, and I hate moving. Because I moved from Louisiana to Boston, but we were in a sublet for a couple months, and then we moved to the permanent house that we live in now. Not permanent, we didn't buy a house. I'm 25. but so technically we moved twice, and moving is very overwhelming for me, and I hated that.
The worst part about my this year, my grandpa died. Like, that was like pretty like not good. Chill.
That's not super dope.
Yeah, it was annoying, you know.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done
annoying
that.
When a family member suddenly
fucked up
dies.
Him, to be honest.
Well, it was like a sudden I'm gonna die in 2 weeks situation.
Which is not
But it was, you know, it was a sudden medical emergency that led to a
death.
2 weeks of us preparing for him to die. So we had 2 weeks of preparation. And I was why had, like, we literally, once I got home, like, once I flew home, okay, it's just a minor background. I flew home once they put my grandpa on hospice. I was at home for 3 days before he died. I did not see my mom those entire 3 days because she did not leave the hospital. And I didn't go to the hospital because I didn't want to. No one give me shit for that. I'll kick you in the nuts. If you don't have nuts, I'll kick you. I'll find somewhere else to kick you. And so then that was a shenanigans. I don't remember why we got into this. It's just, that was an annoying thing.
Yeah, not great.
What else? I don't know. Sure. What was the best part about this year, personally?
Despite having to do the physical moving here, moving to Boston has been, like, the best decision I've made this year. Because it, like, noticeably and immediately, like, fixed so much shit in my life. Just, like, my mental health improved, my relationships improved, like, just living somewhere where you actually want to live, helps, crazy enough.
Weird.
Yeah. Living somewhere where there's actually things to do.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you really wouldn't, would you?
I live in a place where there's things to do, but I don't do them.
Yeah, but it's also hard to do things in LA because it's the weirdest laid out city ever.
Yeah. I'm going on a hike this weekend.
That's fun. Is that the best thing that's happened this year?
I'm also babysitting children this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's children?
My cousins.
I love those cousins, though.
I was gonna go over anyway, for, like, dinner and to deal with some other stuff. And then my cousin was like, well, my dad's cousin, she was like, hey, we just got invited to this, like, brunch thing. It's at a bar, so it's not, like, a kid thing. She was like, do you mind just coming over a couple hours early and, overseeing the children? She just texted me. Literally.
You manifested
in the middle of that sentence. Anyway.
Manifested.
Anyway. What's the best part about this year personally?
upsetting silence.
I mean,
you went to a BTS concert, didn't you?
Oh my god, I went to 2 BTS. That was so long ago, I forgot.
How? Okay.
I went to 2 BTS concerts.
Yeah.
Great.
I also had my sister's wedding. That was also good.
Yeah. Rate your mental health 1 to 10.
I'd give it an 8.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm like coasting at a 4.5. You know?
Yeah.
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 I think this year I've just been gaslighting myself into thinking I'm fine because my high bar has been so low.
Yeah, you need help.
Everything's fine. How confident are you in your identity, 1 to 10? I would say pretty.
That's not a number.
That's what you think.
Oh. I'd give it a 7.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting any changes, but I also have said that before, so it's really shook in my confidence.
I'm at a 7.5.
Okay.
How comfortable do you feel in your own body, 1 to 10?
Right now, today?
Yeah.
I'd give it a 6. It was doing better because I was going to yoga a lot and it made me feel healthy, but then it was Thanksgiving and so I didn't go for 2 weeks and now I'm like, I feel gross again, you know?
Whatever number I said last year, 2 numbers lower than that.
Let's see what you said last year.
Maybe 1.5 lower. Depends on what I said. Did I say 6? 6 is my go-to.
Last year, okay, so the first one, I don't know what you said, but then last year you said better than last year, so now you're back down.
I'm back down.
I don't know that you ever gave numbers. You never gave numbers.
I love that for me. Well, next year when we check it, I'll be like 2 below last year, which was higher than the year before.
This is like a math problem. If Sarah said 2 below last year, but last year was higher than...
And let me tell you, I am not good at story problems. There's a reason why I failed the AP calc test.
Yeah. There's a reason I did not take any calc.
Ugh. I had to. How often do you should?
Okay. I was thinking about this question because this year overall, I've been very good about not shoulding. But for some reason, the past 2 weeks, I think it's because it's like the end of the year, so I'm like, oh, I need to like get all this stuff done. The last 2 weeks, I've been very bad about shoulding. Mm. But the year overall, I was a lot better.
I think I've been not amazing, but also not horrible.
Okay.
I'm an average bitch. Mm-hmm. What do you want most for the expat community in the next year?
Let's just all get off Twitter. Let's just collectively agree to migrate to Instagram. TikTok.
I'm going to be honest with all of our listeners. I have not been logged in on the podcast Twitter on my phone for the entire year of 2022.
Probably for the best. Dean deleted his whole Twitter app over the weekend.
Because
it was just too bad. Twitter is just... I like it, but then I also hate it.
I pretty much exclusively use my BTS Twitter at this point. I don't really use
my personal. And it's not like anything bad is going on in the community on Twitter right now. I just feel like Twitter is bad.
Yeah, it's just my brain was like, it's a curdling melting pot of bad.
It kind of is. Like, it can be good.
Yeah.
It's hard because...
I've seen it be good because for me, in my ARMY BTS communities, it's very good.
That's the hard thing is Twitter is like built really well for communities the way that like Tumblr was. Like Instagram is just not built for community interaction, which is like good in some ways and bad in some ways. So it is tough because if Twitter does end up dying, then like, you know, that interaction does get lost. But I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, well, when I started on ARMY Twitter, that was when I finally stopped using my Tumblr. Like, I just kind of, like, switched.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do I want most for the Aspect? I think also that. Just, well, I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't been on Aspect
Twitter. I don't know. I'm not on our Twitter account often because we mostly use Instagram at this point.
And I'm not ever, but. So if, and if you've messaged asking for something to do with me, you know that I'm not ever there because I may have answered you 4 months later.
Who's to say?
Like, Kayla would be like, hey, Sarah, I think someone messaged something for you 2 months ago, and then 2 months
yeah,
later
it'll be
I
like someone it. With like a, they're speaking German to Sarah, and I'm like, this is not for me. This is for Sarah. This is
for Sarah. What gives you hope?
In like in life, mm-hmm. The midterms went well.
Mm. Raphael Warnock.
Like that gave me some hope.
The people of Ukraine give me hope. You know who else gives me the people of Iran.
Yeah.
Who are protesting right now. There are people in China who are protesting right now. Like, a lot of people who are protesting in places where it's not safe to protest. But they are standing up for their rights, and that gives me hope. Which brings me to the next question. What are you most worried about right now? The backsliding of democracy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Also, the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, for sure. The next presidential election, scary. Climate change, not great.
Climate change, bad. We have made some good moves on climate change, which is wild.
In my personal life, what am I worried about right now? Getting my Christmas shopping done.
Oh, my God. I'm worried about whether my Joann's order comes in time, because I meant to order it to my parents' house, but then it was like it didn't give me a choice. It was like I was gonna play with Venmo because you could, and I was like, what is this, the future? Let me try it. And then it was like, here's a price that's $8 higher than what the website said. And I was like, no. So I was like, let me check it on PayPal. And then on PayPal, it was like, ha, 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 you've made the order, and it's going to your house in California, whether you like it or not, and it is the price that is $8 more, and you cannot cancel, you cannot change the delivery address, there is nothing you can do.
That's fun.
And I said, I hate this.
Yeah, that's bad.
Anyway. A year from now, where do you hope the pod will be?
Oh, man.
This isn't necessarily a pod thing, but I hope that the book is successful.
I do, yes. I hope that the book is successful, and I hope that the podcast is like, stable.
Yeah.
And more manageable for us as people who have, like, full-time jobs.
Yeah, I do. A year from now, where do you hope you will be?
I hope I'm still in this house because I'm so sick of moving. I kind of hope that I get an ADHD diagnosis. That would be kind of fun.
I hope that next year I have a therapist.
I also hope that.
I hope that next year I actually can get my Adderall.
Yeah.
I was talking to my doctor and they were like, yeah, some people have said like maybe not till March.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think in January, though, I might try and do, like, a good RX situation.
Yeah.
Because she said that, like, she can just prescribe it wherever. Anyway, this is not... where do I hope I will be? I hope I will have a clearer direction of what a possible next step for my career is. I know what I want the next step to be.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to see how I might be able to get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What's something you couldn't do this year that you hope to be able to do next year?
Hmm.
I'd like to go rock climbing.
That's fun.
I don't know
I
if
went I... rock climbing this year.
I don't know if I can because of my wrist.
Oh.
It might be a problem. But yeah. I think rock climbing would be fun.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to go in a hot tub. I guess I did do that No, that was last year. It wasn't this year, it was last year. I haven't been in a hot tub all year.
I did not go out of the country. Nope, yes I did. Went to Mexico this year.
I didn't go out of the country.
I am going out of the country next year, too. I hope I am able to have a more chill summer. Usually my summers are very travel-filled, which is fun, because it's usually, like, very fun stuff, but it also gets very stressful for me. Mm-hmm. So I hope that I'm better able to manage that.
I hope I have a hobby in, like, a sporty community way. No,
like a kickball way.
Yeah. So my one friend is on a queer women and women adjacent kickball team where everyone in the entire league is a queer woman or a queer woman adjacent
and
person.
A lot of them have hooked up. I saw a TikTok of someone in the league at one point being like, who are you and who's your girlfriend, and then they go, or like, who's your ex, and then they're all, everyone is ex. It's gay women, so you know. But anyway,
which I think is cool. I want to go to one of the games, but also I want to finally attend a K-pop dance class. I've been trying for the past couple months, but they all have, because I've been, like, traveling home so much, it's always been, like, weird times that I can't do, and I would like to do that, and also because my one army friend was like, I would totally do that with you, and I want to see her. I'm selfish. So.
Yeah.
Because I think that is good, because it will force me to exercise. I've been going to the gym every Monday.
Wow.
I'm very brave.
That's very good.
Anyway, sure. What's one thing you want out of next year? Sanity.
The same question.
Not really. You don't do sanity, and that's what I want out of next year.
Yeah, I guess. I would like an even better understanding of myself.
That's nice. What is one thing that made this year better? I got to see people.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see anybody in LA because I don't have a social life, but I I traveled home a lot, which was annoying at times. But I got to see a lot of my family this year, which is good. Yeah. Also because my grandpa died, but you know.
I just got to like do more this year. Like I wasn't just constantly like sitting at home all the time. I got to like get myself out of the house and like do random fun things on a school night.
Yeah, and then you make me realize, oh, I don't have a life.
Yeah, but it's also exhausting to have a life, so.
Yeah, but I don't interact with people.
If
you could give the you from a year ago advice, what would it be? Keep going. Just keep chugging. Sometimes it sucks, but you always have PTS.
You always have PTS. Yeah, I would give the advice just to slow down, I think.
I think that's opposite. And,
yeah. And that you don't have to get, like, everything done at once or, like, perfectly, you know?
I've never gotten done anything one at once. Well, I didn't even get that sentence done.
No. No, you did not.
I already said.
Yes.
What's something you're putting off doing right now? Cooking my pork chops. I was supposed to cook them yesterday, and honestly,
you were, and then you had fruit snack.
Now it's not dinner. But now I didn't have fruit. I had chicken.
Sorry.
But now it's nine. I was going to do it, but now it's 9 p.m. and we're not even done.
Yeah.
It'll be at least 9:30. I don't want to have to cook. Also, they were still like sort of frozen, even though they've been in the fridge for like 3 days.
That's tough.
So I might have chicken nuggies, which I'm upset because I meant to buy chicken tenders and I accidentally got... No. I meant to buy chicken strips and I accidentally bought chicken tenders and it's a giant bag and they're not as good.
Terrible.
Anyway, sum up the year with one song.
Oh, I don't know any songs. What the fuck? What kind of questions were we coming up with? There's no way
music.
I do sometimes. what the fuck? With one song?
I mean, my number one song on Spotify this year was Run BTS by BTS.
I'm shocked.
This is a recent song, and then it came out less than a week ago. But Number 2 by RM featuring Park Ji-yoon, it's actually not my favorite song of his on his new album, but the end is very fresh. It's not fresh.
Wait, is this a song to sum up this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, the end of this song is they say no looking back, and it's like, you know what? Fuck that shit. Yeah. I don't, whatever. You know?
Yeah. I think the song that sums up my year is Too Hot, You're Hurting My Feelings by Caroline Polachek.
That song is
too hot. Because I'm just too hot.
I remember one time I was listening to that song and I was like, wait, is she saying Show Me Your Banana? And then I realized she's saying Show Me The Banana, which is not really any better.
No, I saw her live at a music festival, and there was people that brought bananas, and were just, I think there was also, because it was on Halloween, there was people dressed as bananas, too. It was very fun.
That song's a bot. Look at the song. I think this is the second time in 3 years that I've done an RM song. He does not have a large solo discography.
And yet.
What's the most memorable thing the Allos did this year? I once again didn't prepare for this.
My answer is that I watched some of this most recent season of Love is Blind with one of my friends. And there's a part in the reunion where the one girl is like, you gave me an eating disorder. You were so terrible to me. Remember when you told me not to eat clementines? And everyone was like, yeah, this guy sucks. And he was like, what? And then they rolled the clip, and it was literally him just being like, oh, are you sure you want to eat right now? We have a really big dinner later. And that was it.
Oh, good.
And I think that whole thing was wild, because I don't know who was right or wrong, but the Clementine debacle was so much.
Oh, goodness.
The whole season of Love is Blind truly was, the Allos were Allowing.
This is not an actual, this is Allos making fun of Allos, but have you seen those TikTok? I've seen them on Instagram, where this girl and her boyfriend, like, do satirical versions of pregnancy announcements.
Yes.
And they get increasingly insane and absurd. And it's like, I'm trying to think of a good example of one, like, she's better than me.
Okay.
But they're funny and super cringy and just making fun of Allos, which is good. Here's a new question that we've added this year. Who's your most hated person this year? Can I tell you about how I came up with this question?
Yes.
First of all, I think our most hated person last year would have been Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Now, this year, I thought of this question when I was listening to very same podcast, Pod Save the World, and they were talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer.
But then I thought a little bit more, and then I remembered Putin started a whole ass war.
Oh, that was this year.
Yeah. And so I think my most hated person is, in fact, Vladimir Putin.
Well, you say Putin, and I'll say Elon Musk, and we can share them.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because I think Elon Musk, too, I fucking hate that dude, but most of my hatred for him has been really focused in the past couple months.
Yeah.
Whereas Putin, it's forever. Spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final question, what's one thing you'd like to say to our listeners? Sorry for how long this episode
was. Sorry for this.
Sorry.
But also, you're welcome. Because they need it, though. Because they're going to go so long without us. They need this.
Sorry to Bagel, mostly.
Yeah, that's true.
Our lovely transcriber.
I would like to say thank you for putting up with us this year. I feel like this has been, like, our most chaotic year yet. Thank you for supporting us enough that we got to write a book. Thank you in advance for buying the book. I'm just gonna assume that you did.
Yeah, if you didn't, get out.
Yeah. A lovely listener did message the other day saying that they read it early on NetGalley, mm-hmm. and that it was very lovely and it felt like getting a hug from two A-Spec older sisters. That was
aww.
Nice.
Imagine me giving a hug.
Can't.
That's not true. I feel like I give more hugs now because I don't ever see people.
That's true.
And so my tolerance is higher because I don't have as many opportunities.
So true.
Which is my own fault. One thing I'd like to say to our listeners, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for being chill and lovely. Thank you for tolerating.
Thank you for the memes.
I feel like thank you for the memes.
Been great this year.
Absolutely excellent.
Yeah. Thank you for the community that you guys have built, especially on Discord. It's so lovely to see all the time. Like, they're doing like a Secret Santa gift exchange.
Oh my God.
They like there was a Boston meetup of people like IRL that they got together. Like, there's movie nights all the time. There's a D&D group that's been running for like at least a year. And I know not everyone in there listens to the podcast, which is totally fine. But it's just crazy that y'all have like built that and like run it yourselves at this point. That's very sweet.
I've said it before, but I feel like that's the thing I'm most proud of, even though I didn't really have anything to do with it.
Well, you were there.
Am I there?
You were at one point.
Am I in the Discord?
Elusively.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Kayla, what's our poll for this week?
I feel like last year we did something that was like, it was like, what's the biggest thing that's changed for you this year?
Name Sarah's gender.
Well,
you know what I do have now? Maybe I did have it last year. I have a gender folder in my phone for photos.
Yes, so cis of you.
Some of them are very good.
I bet they are.
They're gender.
Well,
also another gender thing. Long hair is wrong now.
Yeah,
I can't have. It's incorrect.
Yeah, seeing old pictures of you is so weird.
It's strange. Anyway, name Sarah's gender.
I think the poll should be. Okay, first you can do that, and then also, what are you proudest of this year?
Yeah. What are you proudest of? And who do you fucking hate? Sorry, I just voted in a poll on our Discord about whether or not we were raised Catholic.
Oh, whether you were raised Catholic. Yeah, apparently there's not the strong Catholic to A-Spec pipeline we thought there was. Shocking.
I like how one option is depends who's asking.
I mean,
is hot priest.
What's my beef and juice? I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, yeah.
My beef is that I'm sore because I worked out for the first time in forever yesterday. And that's sad. My juice is audiobooks. I've been listening to so many audiobooks recently. I read so fast now because I'm just listening. It's so much easier than reading. I don't have like the same mental block of like I want to do this, but I can't compel my body to do it. And it gives me something to do while I do my paint by number.
Yeah. I still can't... Bogey. Just a couple more minutes. Just a couple more minutes, please. I still can't do audiobooks because what if they read it wrong?
Yeah, I did. When I was listening to the Pride and Prejudice audiobook, I did listen to a couple samples before I borrowed a specific one that I liked the voice.
Yeah, also it's probably too slow.
You can speed it up.
But then it sped up. I'm mentally ill.
Yeah.
My beef and my juice. My beef is that Bogey is being cumbersome. My juice is that... My beef is that all year I've been unable to come up with juice.
What's really your juice? I'll think of your juice.
An evidence point for my coasting at a 4.5.
Yeah. Hold on, we can do this.
My juice is the new RM album.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. Wildflower by RM featuring Eugene. Very, very good. Also, Lonely by RM. It'll getcha. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your achievements this year, the people you hate, and my gender on our social media at SansFakePod, but mostly on Instagram. We also have a Patreon if you want to be the one of the 123 people who support us there. Wild. Absolutely wild. Of those people, that's the wrong document. Of those people, our $5 patrons who were promoting this week, are Rachel, Rhea Faustina, Sam, Savannah Cozart, and Scott Ainsley. Thank you. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Song of Storm, who would like to promote a healthy work-life balance. I'm trying. The Steve, who would like to promote a cozy desert dungeon for the trees. Yeah, we like those trees. Keep them. And Zirkle Teo, who would like to promote England Isn't Real. Our other $10 patrons are Arcanist, Allison, R.A.K., Benjamin, Ibarra, Cass, Cinnamon Toast Punch, David J., David Nurse, Derek, Marissa, L. Bitter, my Aunt Jeannie, Mike, Pablo, Martin, Giselle, Maddie, Potato, Purple Haze, Worthy, Castello, and Barefoot Backpacker. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam, the Invisible Spectrum Podcast, is what Andrew would like to promote. Looking for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote Twitch.tv, such Melodia, Hector Mio, who would like to promote Friends, that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person, John. My own failures. John would like to promote Sarah's failures. Yeah. Cassia Root, who would like to promote people who come into your life just for a small time, but right when you need them. Nathaniel White, who would like to promote Nathaniel White, designs.com. You did not accidentally speed up your podcast app. This is just me. Kayla's Aunt Nina, who would like to promote katemaggartart.com, and Sarah Jones, who is the Eternal Lolly Everywhere. Our $20 patrons, who are Sabrina, who would like to promote Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's finally time again. It's been a full year.
And happened. Dragonfly, who would like to promote, it is coming to the end of the year, which means if you haven't donated the full, you know, like the standard tax deduction for donations?
Yeah.
If you haven't donated that much yet and you're able to, get on it. Because last year, I was like, I'm doing a shit job. And so this year I was like, I'm donating more money. And if you're like, who should I donate to? One of my favorite charities is the Bail Project. Or you can find a local bail fund near you to help pay bail, because bail in the United States is just kind of like legalized kidnapping.
Yeah.
Like, you're, for context, they put you in jail before your trial. And you have to pay money to get out. And depending on what...
It doesn't make sense.
And sometimes it's $500, sometimes it's $1 million. Like, it depends on who you are and what you did. And 90% of the people in jail are there because they can't pay bail. And on any given day, like, I think I saw a stat that was like, a jail in something in Chicago or something, was like, in any given day, like, a third of the people in jail could get out if they had $500, but they don't. Anyway, so you should support your local bail fund or the Bail Project. That's all. Thanks for listening. Tune in next year for more of us in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your cows.